On the drive, kicks it back out for Stevens. He'll give it for Schreiner. Entry pass inside for Gillen. Gillen, reverse layup. Good!
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Kearney High comes up with it. Out left pass up ahead for Damian Austin. Austin kicks three in transition for Stevens, and it's good. Nate Stevens drains the three in transition, and we're tied at 10.
All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first is the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter courtside live right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Kearney High, the second game of our doubleheader here on ESPN. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball as Lincoln Northeast comes into town to take on the Kearney High Bearcats. Northeast came away with a 38-35 win in girls basketball, and now the boys will try to defend their home court. Kearney High comes in with a record of 7-4. Lincoln Northeast is 2-7. Their only two wins have both come against Columbus, a team that's 1-9 on the year. But for Lincoln Northeast, they played some teams pretty tight that Kearney High has struggled with as well. And so you compare some scores, you might think Lincoln Northeast and Kearney High might be a pretty even matchup, even though Northeast comes in with a record of 2-7. For example, Kearney High lost to Lincoln East by 17. Northeast lost by 15. So you can get in a lot of trouble when you start to compare scores, which, of course, is why we always do it. Anyway, Kearney High right now warming up. As they are getting ready to take on Lincoln Northeast, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll give you the starters for the Northeast Rockets and the Kearney High Bearcats. We'll do that when we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back here to Kearney High. Let's give you our starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the Northeast Rockets, their starters look like this. Ryan Garver is their best ball handler. He'll play the point guard. He is a 6'2 sophomore. Derek Curtis, 6'2, also a sophomore. Very physical, athletic player as he plays a lot of great help defense. Dalton Hedgeholz, 5'11 junior. He'll make the start, as well as Tyler Sorensen. He's 6'2 and a junior. And Connor Springman is their leading scorer. Springman is a 6'4 wing player. He is also a junior for head coach David Mercer. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats, they'll go with an all-underclassmen starting lineup as well. Ben Clark is a 5'10 sophomore. He's averaging 6.4 points per ball game. Damian Austin, a 5'10 junior, averaging 10.5 points a contest. Peyton Pocock, a sophomore, he's 6 foot tall, averaging 4.6 points per ball game. Dakota Schreiner, a 5'11 junior, he's averaging 6.8 points and about 2.5 rebounds a contest. And Brady Johnson, a 6'2 sophomore, will make the start. He is averaging 6.5 points and 4 rebounds per game here for the Kearney High Bearcats and head coach Scott Steinbrick. Again, your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're just about ready to tip things off here between Northeast and Kearney High. That's exactly what we'll do when we come back right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And the Rowdies already in fine throat as we're getting ready to go here. The theme is Jersey Night. And I don't recognize most of the jerseys I see out there, but that's okay. All right, ball is in the air, and the opening tip is going to be controlled here by Lincoln Northeast. Northeast in their black road uniforms, white numbers, letters, and trim. Kearney High, of course, will be in the white, and a steal by Damian Austin. Austin's going to lay it up and in. Nice start to the game here for Kearney High as Damian Austin just lays it right up and in as their defense, and, well, it creates their offense as another steal. Austin this time misses the layup, gets the loose ball, and now he'll inbound the basketball, or at least have the opportunity for Kearney High to inbound it, as the foul is going to be whistled on Lincoln Northeast. So very quickly, Kearney High just pouncing on a couple of bad entry passes, and they've been able to force Lincoln Northeast into two quick turnovers. Actually, they called a foul on Austin on the steal. My apologies. That is his first personal foul, first team foul, whistled against Kearney High here. So the Cats up 2-0, and the ball is going to go off the chest of Dalton Hedgeholds and out of bounds. So I wasn't wrong on the number of turnovers that Lincoln Northeast had. I was just a little early, because that is their second turnover. So Austin will bring it across, and this will be the first half-court set here for Kearney High. They'll give it to Pocock on the right side. Pocock looking on the inside, works it back around. Schreiner gets it in for Brady Johnson. Johnson is going to back in a little bit, and he'll step through there, find a little open area, and Brady Johnson just found a way to step through and pivot, and basically was able to hook the defender with his elbow, seal him off, and hit a nice little shot. 4-0, Kearney High. Entry pass down low for Curtis. Curtis jumper is no good. Johnson tips it around. It goes into the hands of Damian Austin. Austin now bounce pass to Clark in the corner. His jumper in transition is no good. Clark gets his own rebound, tries to lay it up again, and it's tipped around underneath and last touched by the Rockets. So Kearney High with a quick 4-0 lead here with 6.5 to go in quarter number one. And off the screen, they give it to Pocock. Pocock behind the three-point arc, enters it inside for Johnson. He's not in the lane, and so he can just take his time with it, kick it back around the perimeter. Austin's got it on that left side. Damian Austin just quick step, lays it up and in. No good, but he's fouled. Just flies in there and tried that shot with that left hand. And Austin wasn't able to hit it, but he was hit on the arm. So we'll have a couple of chances about 15 feet away to add on to Kearney High's early lead here. The foul is going to be on Derek Curtis. That's just his first. So each team with a one foul here. Austin now with 3 points in the game. Remember, he started the game by stealing the ball right after it was controlled by Northeast off the tip. And he was able to lay it up and in. Here he hits a couple of free throws. So those are his 4 points, as Kearney High now leads at 6-0. Long pass up ahead to Hedgeholds. Hedgeholds kicks it back out. Entry pass, there's nobody down there. My goodness. Kearney lost track of Ryan Garver. And Garver, there wasn't anybody within about 4 feet of him as he laid it up and in. Clark, pass, going to be knocked out of bounds by Springman. Tried to throw it top of the key, but Springman was able to close in on Pocock and knock the ball out of bounds. Pocock never had a chance to touch it. So Damian Austin will bring it across the timeline. Has a couple of picks either way, and he'll give it off for Schreiner. Gives it left wing for Pocock. Driving to Schreiner. Pocock on the baseline. He's going to fire a three. In and out. That was a good-looking shot. It wouldn't fall, though. Sorensen snags the rebound, and here comes Northeast. They trail it 6-2 as the pass right side is deflected, but Springman picks it up. Around the perimeter we go. Penetration here by Garver. Garver's picked up there by Clark. He'll kick in the corner. Back around the perimeter, Askin, and now driving with the basketball is Springman. His jump shot is no good, and then over the back on the rebound is Northeast. That'll be on Springman. Maybe a little bit too much spring. 5:27 to go here in quarter number one. Kearney got off to a good lead here, 4-0. They've kept that up. Pass on the inside intended for Brady Johnson is knocked out of bounds by Derek Curtis. And Curtis with a lot of hustle trying to knock the ball down, which he did, and then trying to save it in the corner, which he could not. But it wasn't for lack of effort, that's for sure. The inbounds here was going to go to Damian Austin. Austin gives it to Pocock, top of the circle. Pocock to Clark. Clark on that left side gives it to Schreiner. Schreiner on the baseline, back out to Clark. Clark's going to drive, kick. Pocock's open for three, and he hits the three. Well, he had a pretty good look earlier, and it kind of rimmed in and out. That one didn't touch anything but the twine. And quickly, up court, Hedgeholds got the ball, and Pocock hit him on the arm as Hedgeholds went up. So Pocock's first personal foul sends Hedgeholds to the line for a couple of shots. Cats with a 6-2 lead here. A 6-point lead. They lead it 8-2. Back the iron to no good. And the first senior to see action is in the game here for Kearney High. That's Ryan Cervantes. He is going to come in here for Brady Johnson. They're straightening out who the foul was on. I think they got everything all straightened out here on the scorer's table. Cervantes on the season, been a great boost off the bench, as he's averaging right at 10 points a game. Second free throw is up and good for Hedgeholds, so that'll make it now 9-3. Right side, Ben Clark's got it. And with the basketball here is going to be Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner bounce pass. Cutting through there is Damian Austin. He'll kick. There's Clark. Clark on the baseline. Kicks it right back out to Pocock. He gives it in the corner for Schreiner. Good ball movement here for Kearney High. Back around, they swing it for Clark. Clark on the baseline drives, gives it to Cervantes, and Cervantes' shot no good. Good set there for Kearney High, but Hedgeholds comes out with it after the rebound, and on the drive here is going to be Springman, and Springman is fouled. On his way to the basket, I think they're going to call the foul after the bucket. Yep, so Springman going to have a chance for a three-point play here. And that'll be the second one on Pocock. Pocock committed a foul earlier, got away with that one, but then he picked up another one. So a couple of quick fouls here for the sophomore, and he's on the bench right now as Jake Weiss checks into the game. Second free throw by Springman is up and good. And it's now 9-6. Kearney High with a three-point lead. Jake's going to fire a three here. It's off the mark and out of bounds. Hit the side of the rim, and Northeast didn't feel the need to track down that ball in the corner as they let it go out of bounds. Now the Cats will put a little full-court pressure on here. Ball's up ahead here to Garver. Garver's pass up. Now they give it to Springman. Springman posts up in there, and he'll score. Connor Springman with 5 quick points here. And that lead is back down to 1. Jake Weiss going to fire the 3, and he hits it. So Jake Weiss drains the 3 in transition. He pushes that lead back out to 4. It's 12-8, long pass, and Cervantes knocked it loose. And, well, he knocked it out of the hands of Springman, and they say he was the last to touch it, but, boy, that was close. Because trying to hold on to the ball was Springman. And it went out of bounds, clearly. And Cervantes is the reason it went out of bounds, but it is in the hands of Springman so long, I thought they might call it off of Springman. But Springman's going to trigger in the inbounds play. He gives it to Garver. And Garver We'll kick it off on the right side here for Tyler Sorensen, who checked in. He started. First time he's had his hands on the ball, though. Springman enters it inside, and it's stolen away. Pass up ahead. Weiss is going to lay it up and in. So Weiss off the bench has 5 quick points here. Give credit to Schreiner for a nice pass up ahead. On the run here is Sorensen. Sorensen throws it in the corner with the basketball. Here's Northeast, backing in, spinning is going to be Springman, and Springman will score. So Connor Springman, that was a strong post move, showing why he's one of the leading scorers in Class A. Here's the three by Schreiner in transition. It's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Garver. And on the dribble here is going to be stolen away by Clark. Clark comes up with it. He's going to hand the ball back off here to Weiss. Weiss on the baseline. His pass is knocked out of bounds by Lincoln Northeast. Checking in the ball game here is going to be Tyler Keller for Lincoln Northeast. And Weiss on the inbounds has an open look at a 3-0 in and out. And rebounded there by Keller. Up ahead to Springman. Springman working against Weiss. His pass stolen away by Damian Austin. Austin will take it in for the layup. It's up and good. He knocked it down with his right, had to dribble for a while with his left, and then back to his right. And he's able to go in for the left-handed layup. 6-point lead for Kearney High. Stepping up here is Springman in the lane. Shot's no good. Back the iron. Sorensen comes up with it, drives, and he'll lay it off the glass and in. Nice athletic play there by Tyler Sorensen coming up with that loose ball off the rebound and missed by Springman. It just hit the back of the iron. That was a strong drive by Springman. Entry pass for Cervantes. He was lucky to get a hand on it, and it went right back out to Clark. Clark gives it to Austin. Back inside for Cervantes. Cervantes on the baseline. Bounce pass. Driving up here is going to be David Erickson. His shot's no good. Rebounded by Cervantes. Now Cervantes gets the ball back. He's triple-teamed, gets it back. He's out of the lane, so doesn't have to worry about the three. They work it around the perimeter. Weiss will get in the corner for Damian Austin. He'll penetrate up against Hedgeholds, dribbles to the free throw line. His shot's no good, and we're going to have a foul going over the back as David Erickson. That'll be his first personal foul. One 13 to go here in a very energetic first quarter. Kearney High with a 16-12 lead. They have never trailed in the ball game. Northeast inbounds at the Hedgeholds, and he's nearly throwing it away. I don't know how Spencer Kirk was able to track that one down, but he did. Up the Hedgeholds. Hedgeholds on the bounce. Gives it. Kirk's got it. Lost it momentarily. Now he gets it out the Hedgeholds. Hedgeholds drives. Shot no good. Rebound being tipped around. Weiss can't come up with it as it's picked up here by Kirk. Kirk is going to work it back around the perimeter. Now right wing. Here's Hedgehold shooting for three. Back the iron and no good. Damian Austin pulls down the rebound, and he's on the run. Pass up to Cervantes, and Cervantes walked with it. Yep, trying to make that stop. Just had the ball tipped a little bit to him when it was bounced past, and he just had trouble with it, and he concentrated so much on the ball that he kind of lost track of his feet, and he took a little extra step with it. That'll be a Kearney High turnover. That was an eyelash away from just being a real pretty fast break bucket, though. Hedgeholds gets the inbounds. Clark's going to pick him up defensively as he brings it across the timeline. Now right side, Kirk's got it. Kicks back out here for Hedgeholds. Back around the perimeter we go, and Curtis has got it. He looks to the inside. Nothing happening there. They'll give it off right wing here for Hedgeholds. Hedgeholds brings it inside for Kirk, and Kirk's going to post up and score, and he'll head to the line. Just got in there and just kind of backed in, did Spencer Kirk, and made a nice little spin move, and he hit the shot, and he was hit on the arm there by Jake Weiss, and that'll be his first personal foul and a chance for a 3-point play here for Spencer Kirk. 20.9 to go in the quarter. It's currently 16-14. The free throw is up and good. So the 3-point play is finished. We got a 1-point ball game. 16-15, Kearney High with the basketball and the lead. 14 to go. Clark's going to give it to Weiss. He hands it back to Clark. Gives it left side for Weiss. He's going to try an NBA three, and he hits it. Strokes nothing but net. His second three-pointer of the quarter. Quick outlet pass up ahead here for Keller. Keller, little runner off glass at the buzzer. No good. So one quarter's in the books, and I hope they're all as entertaining as the first one, because Kearney High leads it 19-15 against Lincoln Northeast. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this timeout.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School as the Bearcats will start the second quarter with the basketball and a 19-15 lead. And again, a well-played first quarter, not a lot of fouls called, although five have been whistled on Kearney High, two on Lincoln Northeast. Not a lot of travels, turnovers, that sort of thing. Had a nice flow to it. Had a real nice flow to it as these two teams are going right after each other. Jake Weiss will start the second quarter. He'll get it in for Damian Austin. And Austin, off of a screen set by Cervantes, gives it to Brady Johnson, top of the key. He's not going to fire a three. He'll kick it left side for Weiss. And on the right wing here is Schreiner. Schreiner from the elbow, took an extra step. Yeah. The nearest official, I don't think, called it, but the back official did. That's one of those, I thought he had a pivot foot and he was okay. He just stepped over with the other foot. But in any event, it is going to be a Kearney High turnover. And directing traffic is going to be Ryan Garver. Garver looks on that right wing, gets the ball in the hands of Keller. Keller is going to skip it across here for Springman. Springman puts it in the baseline here for Curtis. And they'll kick it right back out. Here's Springman for three, a little bit too strong. Rebounded by Jake Weiss. And he'll get it up for Damian Austin. Austin gets it in the lane here for Johnson. Back to Weiss. Gives it top of the circle here for Austin. And now that secondary break in scoring points. So Kearney High will give a little screen to Damian Austin. And Austin has his pass tip, but Brady Johnson's able to track it down. And he'll give it back out to Austin. Austin's going to drive. Kick. There's Weiss open for three. And he hits the three. His third three-pointer of the game, 11 points here for Jake Weiss, and Kearney High with a 7-point lead. This is their largest lead of the ball game thanks to that three-pointer. Springman kicks on the right corner here for Keller. Keller walked with it. Yeah, his pass. He wanted to pass it out, and the pressure put on there by Schreiner forced the turnover because he held on to that ball a little bit longer than he wanted to before that pass, and ended up with that little step he was going to do, ended up dragging his pivot foot. Schreiner looking on the inside for Cervantes. He's got the basketball. Brady Johnson set the screen. Now Cervantes has it on the right wing. On the baseline, working it back around. Entry pass in for Johnson. Johnson, quick little ball fake. Going to spin. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Weiss, and he's going to score. Jake Weiss, wow, 13 points in the game. And he's nearly outscored Lincoln Northeast by himself. It's 24-15. The quick little drive inside by Springman, no good, and a foul on the rebound whistled on Lincoln Northeast, Derek Curtis. And that'll be the second on Curtis. That's the third team foul on Lincoln Northeast. So 6 minutes to go here before halftime, and hopefully at halftime we'll be able to talk with Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach for the Bearcats. Heartbreaking loss for them. Here's a three by Weiss, and he strokes in another one. Jake Weiss with 4 three-pointers here in the first half. He's got 16 in the game. He's got more points than Lincoln Northeast. Bearcats lead it 27-15. Entry pass inside and a walk. Had a little bit of trouble handling the basketball, did Spencer Kirk. Jordan Ryan going to check into the ball game, and so's Dalton Hedgeholz. Pocock going to come back in. He had to spend a little bit more time on the bench because of his foul trouble. He's got a couple of fouls here. They picked up in the first quarter. So Damian Austin will dribble across the bare palm, give it off on the left side to the hot hand of Jake Weiss, who now will give it off on that left wing. Top of the key here, Pocock, backdoor cut, and we're going to have a kick. Whistled on Connor Springman. If Springman doesn't make the kick, that bounce pass would have set up Weiss for a layup. But he did. Austin's going to toss it in here, and they'll give it to Weiss, who's going to fire an NBA three top of the key. That one's a little bit too strong, and up high for the rebound is Damian Austin, who gets it for Schreiner, and Schreiner is fouled. I'll tell you what, Bearcats right now playing with a lot of energy, including Jake Weiss, who is just out there high-fiving his teammates, supporting them, and then, stroking in some three-pointers as well. Schreiner off that offensive rebound, now has a couple of free throws. The first one's no good. And the foul on Derek Curtis, by the way, is his third personal foul. So he's got a little bit of foul trouble. We might find out just how deep the bench is for David Mercer, as we've probably seen the last of Derek Curtis for the first half. Schreiner's second free throw was in and out, no good. Pulling down the rebound here is Tyler Sorensen, and they'll work it up ahead here very quickly. Springman's got it on the baseline. Springman's going to skip it out. Kick on the right side here for Hedgeholds. Hedgeholds still holding the basketball, now gives it for Garver, top of the circle, as Garver's looking at that little zone, 2-3 zone here for Kearney High. And they get it on the baseline for Sorensen. Sorensen finds a cutter. The drive by Jordan Ryan, and we got a foul. And I think that might be on, no. Originally, I thought they were going to call it on Pocock. Instead, it's going to be on Jake Weiss. That is going to be his second. But he's been so hot, you don't want him to get in foul trouble. Jordan Ryan's at the line to shoot two, and the free throw is no good. Ben Clark into the game, and Jake Weiss coming out. Yeah, must have snuck up on some people because he deserves a pretty good round of applause. He has played lights out here. 16 points in the first half. Up high for the rebound is Ryan Cervantes. And he'll get it up ahead in the hands of Clark to Austin. Kicks in the corner for Schreiner. Back around to Austin on the right side. He'll lob it inside for Cervantes. Cervantes makes the catch, and his shot won't fall in. But, boy, he made the catch. He was underneath the glass, jumped back underneath so he could lay it off that glass, and was hit on the arm and still almost muscled that up. Hedgeholds was whistled for the foul, so Cervantes will go to the line and shoot two, and he rattles the first one in. So that's the first points of the day here for the senior. And Cervantes, a 64.7% free throw shooter, makes both of them. And a timeout here for Lincoln Northeast. 4:32 to go in the second quarter. Kearney High right now doubling up Lincoln Northeast. They lead it 30-15. And this timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street here in Kearney, and also at the concession stand right here at Kearney High. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, we're in the middle of the second quarter here in Kearney High right now with a comfortable 30-15 lead. Kearney Catholic also in action tonight. They are also doubling up their opponent, but a little bit lower score in that one as Kearney Catholic leads after one quarter 10-5 over Grand Island Central Catholic. That game is being played on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have the NFL playoffs for you right here, and we'll have both games on Sunday as well. Skip pass on the right side for Garver. Garver kicks it back out here for Hedgeholds for Lincoln Northeast. Kearney going 2-3 zone here. And on the right side, Hedgeholds will give it to Springman. Springman back out for Garver. Garver between the circles for Jordan Ryan. And back out here for Garver. There's playing catch. Not getting the ball any lower than the free throw line. Hedgehog dribbles that way on the left wing. Now we'll kick it out for Springman. Springman will settle for a long three. It's no good. Rebound by Sorensen here. Sorensen's going to kick it out for Garver, and Garver has it stolen away by Schreiner. Nice defensive play there by Kearney High, and the Cats in a secondary break here will fire the three with Peyton Pocock. It's no good. He's had a couple of nice looks at it. Hasn't been able to hit the shot, though, as Sorensen pulls down the rebound. Right wing Hedgehog kicks it back around the perimeter. Now Springman's going to penetrate, run into Cervantes, and he's going to score. And that's the first points of the second quarter here for Lincoln Northeast. And they make it 30-15. Left wing, Dakota Schreiner. Gives it between the circles here for Ben Clark. Right side, Damian Austin has it. Gets a little screen from Cervantes. Austin's going to dribble into the lane and score. Damian Austin with eight. That little screen by Cervantes got the very quick Damian Austin out there to be able to step up and hit about a 10-foot jumper in the lane. Garver gets it to the free throw line. Now gets it back, thinking about an NBA three top of the key, but now they get it in the lane here for Ryan. Ryan's shot won't fall, and Damian Austin pulls down the rebound. Long outlet pass for Schreiner. Schreiner will shoot off glass. No good. Rebound tipped around. And I think Cervantes may have gone over the back. And that it is going to be a 1-1 on the other end of the court. So Swanee's first personal foul is going to send Jordan Ryan to the line for a 1-1. And the line has not been a kind place for Mr. Ryan because he's 0-2. His free throw is back to the iron, no good, and rebounded by Ben Clark. Second rebound of the game here for Clark. And the Bearcats with that 15-point lead. Clark across the timeline. Kicks it off for Damian Austin. Austin, a little spin move on the baseline, gets the defender in the air. Now he's going to lay it off the glass, and that's good. Damian Austin, once he got the guy in the air, just a matter of contorting his body to a point where he could bank it off the glass, and that's exactly what he did. Here's Springman driving the baseline, and he'll flip it back in. So Springman hits the shot. He's got 11 in the game, and it's 34-19. Cats with a 15-point lead here with 2:01 to go in quarter number two. Kick left side for Damian Austin. Now Austin kicks in the corner. Open there is Schreiner. His three, no good. Pocock pulls down the rebound, and he'll enter it inside for Schreiner. And kick it back out for Clark. Back out here for Schreiner. When the ball was on the baseline, it was in trouble. Steinbrook was screaming for a timeout, and then the official looked at him when they dribbled out of it. He said, no, I don't want it, and now he's changed his mind. Timeout, Kearney High. Minute 37 to go here in the second quarter. Bearcats up by 15, 34-19. They call the timeout. We're going to take it with them. We're back right after this.
Mobile Bankall is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bankall from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bankall allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bankall is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
97 seconds to go until we have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the numbers, maybe set the schedule for you. And certainly, we hope to be able to talk with Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach, as they had a tough loss today. They just offensively kind of quieted down in the second half, and they lost 38-35 to Lincoln Northeast. Bearcats, the boys team, probably be at their final score by halftime. They entered inside for Cervantes. Cervantes has his shot blocked by Spencer Cook, and here come the Rockets on the run here. Sorensen, pass knocked around, and last touch by whom? Damian Austin forcing another turnover. He got involved in a tipping contest with Dalton Hedgeholtz, and well, Hedgeholtz won in one sense because he was the last to tip it, but he tipped it out of bounds, and that'll be another Lincoln Northeast turnover. So Cats lead at 34-19. We're at the 105 mark here in the second quarter. Bounce pass down low for Ben Clark. Clark gives it between the circles here for Ryan Birchall. Ryan Birchall, who checked in. And they'll give it off here for Clark. Birchall's got it. Work it back around the perimeter. Right wing, Damian Austin. He's looking. Solantes wants it, and they're going to bounce it into him. He's got it on the baseline, and he'll kick it out, get it in the corner. Here's an open three by Clark. No good. Clark gets his own rebound, trying to get it to Solantes. Ball's on the ground now, and Damian Austin comes up with it. And Scott Steinbrook is able to kind of point out 1-1-1, so I think it's they're going to work for one shot here. Why not? You're up by 15. Why make this a situation where Northeast can answer back? So a little bit of keep away here. Damian Austin playing catch with Ben Clark, and once you get close to that five-second count being elapsed, you pass to the next guy, and now Damian Austin has it. 10 seconds left. Austin's used up his dribble, and it's going to be a kick as he's trying to get it off on the right side. And so the hot shooting Jake Weiss is going to check back into the game. Weiss has 4 3-pointers. Yeah, I think I'd put him back into the game too. With 6.5 to go, Bearcats are going to inbound it on the sideline. Tossing it in is going to be Brian Birchall. Birchall gives it in for Austin. Austin, 4 seconds left. Ball fake from the free throw line. Jumper's rolling around. No good at the buzzer. A very good first half here for Kearney High. Mel had the locker room leading it 34-19 over Lincoln Northeast. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
We're back here at Kearney High. We're at halftime, where the Kearney High Bearcats are firmly in control over Lincoln Northeast. They lead it 34-19 at intermission. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Northeast, and Connor Springman proving why he's one of the leading scorers in Class A, because he's got 11 points here in the first half for a team that really isn't moving the ball real well offensively, and he still has 11 points. 3 points off the bench for Spencer Kirk, 2 points for Tyler Sorensen, 2 points for Ryan Garber, and 1 point for Dalton Hedgeholtz, as Northeast scored only 4 points in that second quarter in what was a fairly tight first half, is now rather lopsided at intermission by a score of 34-19. And for Kearney High, leading the way for them is Jake Weiss. Weiss has 16 points in intermission, 10 for Damian Austin, 2 for Ryan Cervantes off the bench, and 1 point for Dakota Schreiner. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk girls basketball with Kearney High head coach Jason Boyd, as the boys are leading at intermission 34-19. We'll recap the girls' game. We come back right after this.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. The new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School, where the Bearcats are leading at intermission over Lincoln Northeast in boys basketball. A halftime score of 34-19. Earlier, Kearney High fell to Lincoln Northeast in girls basketball, the fall to 7-5 on the season. A final in that one of 38-35. And kind enough to talk to us about it is Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney High. And coach, they just a couple of things really kind of stood out to me. They did a real good job of shutting down Kelsey Weimers. I mean, Kelsey Weimers had somebody draped on her the entire game. She couldn't go anywhere without having a rocket right in her face.
Right. I mean, the second half they actually were in like a diamond and one or a 1-3 chaser for a while. So they had someone all over her and kind of took us out of what we like to do offensively. She was doing a good job attacking early. She only finished with five. I think she might have had them all in the first quarter, but she was attacking, you know, and they were fouling her a little bit, and she was making a lot happen for us. And so, they went to that third quarter, so we didn't really talk about it at halftime at all. We didn't expect that, and all of a sudden they went to that, and it took us a while to kind of figure it out a little bit, and it just took us out of what we like to do.
But when that happened, Skylar Snyder stepped up for you. She had a real solid game coming off the bench, 12 points, all those in the second half, and just she really kind of picked up some offensive slack for you.
Right, and she's someone that's just getting more comfortable. She's only a freshman. She was hurt the first week of the season, and so it's just kind of taking her some time to get to know what we're doing. And, you know, the other girls that we have all been playing for at least a year, some of them a couple. And so a lot of the stuff that we run, you know, it's taken her some time to get to understand it all and be confident with it. But now she's a lot more confident on the court. And in the last couple of games has given us a much needed boost off the bench, especially scoring.
Yeah, and she really, you know, stepped up and very, very impressive. And then Gretchen Mock had a big three-pointer in that second half. She had one in the first half as well. And you kind of kept hoping that somehow you'd be able to find some way to get that open. But that perimeter outside shooting, it just you didn't have very many good open looks to it.
Right. I mean, even though they were diamond, they were really out and they were pressuring. They were, you know, they like to get a lot of ball pressure, but they have athletic guards out. I mean, they just have athletic players. You know, we're playing a Class A schedule, playing some of these big schools. We just see athletes every night. We struggle, you know, a little bit to score offensively, especially with all five players on the court. And so, you know, you got people that play a role. We've got kids that don't score a lot, but we got kids that defend great. We had to defend them. It's the only way I think we can play with them. I don't think we're going to outscore a team like that and just put all of our offensive players on the court and think we're just going to outscore a team like that. They're just athletic and they're huge. You know, they got Tupper inside that we needed some kids in there that can help shut her down or it wouldn't have been close. And we did a good job of helping and shutting her down, and our post did a great job of being physical with her.
Yeah, and they really targeted her a lot more in the second half, where they actually started moving her, because in that first half she was just kind of in the lane and you bracket her on either end. They didn't get the ball in there at all. You kind of forced them to find alternative ways to get the ball into Tupper, because once she has her hands on the ball, just that size advantage she has, she's very tough to stop.
Right. They started setting more block-to-block screens because if they just had her stationary on the post, like a lot of times they just run four round one, that we did a great job on her there. Once they got the block-to-block, they got a couple things on that. But then we kind of adjusted and we're fine. But, you know, our kids compete hard. You know, like, you know, Kendra Kosler, I think she had like seven steals and maybe seven rebounds in there. And, you know, and she – you know, we're just undersized, but, you know, Peyton, Abby Ray did a great job of defending her, and Kendra did a great job helping, and then we, you know, we're helping with a lot of different kids. And we made it tough for them to score inside, and that's obviously what they want to do.
Yeah, they really were pounding on the inside, and again, I really thought Abby Ray did a nice job in there. Kosler came in there. Even Kelsey Weimers would go in there and double-team or triple-team the ball when that went inside.
Right. We were just really trying to help off of the weak side and then get good closeouts, because when you're helping that far down, you know, you're going to have to run at some shooters on the perimeter and you're going to have to close them out. And I thought we did a great job of doing that, too. I mean, their guards didn't really dribble by us a ton. We would run at them and get great closeouts And we become a good half-court defensive team, and that's the best way we can stay in games right now and beat good teams like Lincoln Northeast, who is in the, you know, they're a preseason top 10 team.
Final question for Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach here at Kearney High. Real quick, North Platte tomorrow, give us a quick scouting report. Oh, what are you going to do tomorrow against them?
Well, they got their post is their key, and they do a lot of four-round ones, so kind of similar to what we saw tonight. They got a lot of guards. They'll shoot more threes than what we saw tonight, though, and so we've got to be able to run at their shooters and also help on the inside a little bit.
All right, best of luck to you, Coach.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Jason Boyd, head of the girls basketball coach here at Kearney High. The Lady Cats lost 38-35 earlier at halftime of the boys' game. The Bearcats leading at 34-15. We'll be back with the 34-19. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Bearcats with a comfortable lead here at intermission, 34-19. And we'll see what they have in store as we're getting set to start the second half here. And they'll toss it in here for Connor Springman. Springman, pass through the lane, is out of bounds. So that'll be another turnover, which is pretty much how the first half started, and a fair amount of the first half went here for the Rockets. Pass on the inside for Cervantes, who kicks it back out for Weiss, is three-quarters of the way down, and then rebounded by Curtis. Curtis will get the ball out here for Garver. Gives it on the baseline. And Brady Johnson, I thought, collected a charge, but they kicked it out through there, and the ball is tipped, and Cervantes actually will it'll be Derek Curtis gets credit for the bucket. Cervantes trying to come up with a rebound off of his hands, and it went in the basket. So they enter it inside here for Brady Johnson, and Johnson drives and scores. Brady Johnson started, but a relatively quiet first half, but he's making some noise here in the early third quarter because he made a great little post move there. Hit on the arm by Tyler Sorensen, and now he'll try to finish a three-point play. And the free throw is up and good. I believe that bucket goes to Derek Curtis because he was closest to the basket when Cervantes went up there to get that air ball and went off of his hands and into the basket. So I'm going to give it to Curtis. Driving here is going to be Sorensen, and Sorensen lays it off the glass. Found a little seam here, so a couple of offensive sets here for Lincoln Northeast where they score. And Kearney's defense have been doing a pretty good job up to this point. Now kick right side. Here's Weiss, and Weiss hits another three-pointer. He's got 19 points in the game. That's his fifth three-pointer. And it's just one of those nights where he is on. Springman will drive, working against Pocock. Goes left side, finds a little seam, and he'll score. That's a solid drive by a pretty good offensive player here in Class A, Connor Springman. He takes it all the way in. It's a 15-point advantage here for Kearney High. Brady Johnson's going to hand the ball off to Damian Austin. Austin shot no good. Johnson comes up with a rebound and then has a shot blocked by Garver, and that'll be a tie ball. Brady Johnson got the offensive rebound and then got the ball back. And then when he went up to shoot, he was blocked. Skylar Kilzer going to check in here for Lincoln Northeast for the first time. He's coming in for Garver. Pocock inbound it, and he's just going to lob it in for Damian Austin. Austin working against some pressure here by Hedgeholds. Gives it for Brady Johnson. Johnson not in the lane yet. Takes it on the baseline. Shoots off glass. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Springman. So Springman on the run. Springman's going to drive, and Springman's going to score. And he was hit on the arm by somebody, apparently. The bucket's going to count. That's a solid drive here by Connor Springman. So Springman hits the shot, and that's going to be a foul on Peyton Pocock. That's going to be his third. Schreiner and Clark checking in here for the Cats. Pocock and Johnson going to come out. Free throw, back the iron and no good. And got a foul on the rebound on Derek Curtis. And that's going to be his fourth personal foul. David Mercer walking around the bench trying to find somebody to send in for him, and he'll find Spencer Kirk to do the honors. Because Curtis with those four personal fouls is going to come out here with 5:59 to go in the third quarter. 40-27, Kearney with a 13-point lead. They led by 15 at halftime. So Northeast has chipped away at it a little bit. And if a good little run here by Kearney High could kind of take away any hope they have. Schreiner kicks it right side for Clark. Gives it on the right wing for Cervantes. They cycle through there. Cervantes, they're going to leave him open. He'll shoot a three, and he hits the three. Ryan Cervantes just watched everybody cycle through, and they were about 4 or 5 feet away from him. He was plenty open. He said, all right, I'll just shoot it. And he strokes in the three-pointer. Skip pass over for Kilzer. He'll fire a three. That's an air ball, essentially. It does hit a little glass. And Cervantes pulls down the rebound, gives it for Damian Austin, who's going to kick in the corner for Schreiner. Schreiner, a little ball fake. He'll dribble out to the right wing and give it between the circles now for Ben Clark. Clark for Weiss, who has hit 5 three-pointers, and he'll just hand the basketball out for Damian Austin. Austin's picked up man-to-man there by Hedgeholds, and he'll drive, take it off glass. It hangs on the rim, no good. Cervantes comes up with a rebound, and he'll kick it out for Clark. So nice job there by Ryan Cervantes. They keep the possession going, and now he'll shoot a three on the right wing. It's no good. Rebounded by Ben Clark on the baseline, and it went off one of the Rockets' feet and out of bounds on the dribble. Kearney Catholic right now leading Grand Island Central Catholic, 22-11 at halftime in a game that's played at a little bit different pace than this one. I think GICC's been able to set the pace in that game. They want to keep it slow against Kearney Catholic, that's for sure. Left wing, Clark. Clark's going to drive the lane, kick it back out for Derek Schreiner. Schreiner was tripping around a little bit, but he still has his dribble, so he's not going to walk with it. Kicks it off here for Weiss. Weiss drives the baseline, and wow, what a strong drive there. Jake Weiss with 21 points in the game. And both Cervantes and Weiss, a couple of seniors, don't start, but when they come in off the bench, they have really energized this team. Driving on the baseline, his head holds, and they lost the basketball. It's out of bounds, and timeout Lincoln Northeast. Rockets want to circle the wagons a little bit. They trail at 45-27, 4:19 to go in the third quarter. Timeout Lincoln Northeast. It'll be Kearney High basketball. We come back right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hey, welcome back here to Kearney High. Bearcats with a 45-27 lead over Lincoln Northeast. And don't forget, tomorrow we have the NFL playoffs for you. We'll have the game that starts at 3:30 between the Bengals and the Texans, and then turn our attention to the NFC and the frozen tundra, which is now heated. There's something wrong with that when they actually heat turf anywhere, but especially at Lambeau Field. But then we'll have the Packers and the Vikings game, and then we'll have the two games for you on Sunday as well. Basketball inbounded for Damian Austin. Austin facing a little man-to-man pressure here by Hedgeholds, and they go with a little high 1-4 set. Weiss drives the baseline. Shot's no good. Gets his own basketball back, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Nice cut there by Weiss, but he actually hit the bomb in the glass, and now a drive. Bounce pass to Cervantes, and Cervantes hits the bucket. Give the assist to Damian Austin. Drove the lane. They collapsed on him. Bounce pass to Cervantes, and he laid it up. 2-3 zone here for Kearney High, who leads at 47-27. 20 points is their largest lead of the ballgame. Entry pass to the elbow here for Spencer Kirk. Kirk's going to kick into the corner. That's Springman, no good. Cervantes up high for the rebound. And they'll pass it up ahead, trying to connect with Dakota Schreiner. And Schreiner's fast, but he's not that fast. Kearney High turns it over. Checking in here, Ryan Garver for Lincoln Northeast. And Northeast toss in. On the dribble here is going to be Ryan Garver. Garver gets it up here for Sorensen. Left side for Springman. Springman shoots over the top of Cervantes, and Springman with a nice little bucket. He's got 17 in the game. Quickly, here's Austin off the inbounds. His shot is blocked by Garver, but somehow the rebound's tipped out to Austin, and Damian Austin will maintain the possession with it. He's well behind the three-point arc as he directs traffic. And they're having a five-second count going on. Now he'll drive, has his pass tipped into the hands of Garver. That'll be another Kearney High turnover. Garver's going to drive. Garver runs into a defender. And I'll tell you what, if that's not a charge, we're not going to call one. Because Ben Clark was there, and I thought he was set. He was there plenty of time. He must have had some sort of last-second shift or something. Because Ben Clark was down there. And that's his first personal foul. And Garver's going to go line and shoot two. They might have ruled that maybe he was a little bit too far underneath the basket. You get right underneath that basket, they won't call it. They won't give you that charge call. And floor is not marked in high school most places where that is. So it makes it a little harder for the radio guy to tell whether or not that's the call. Second free throw by Garver, also no good. And rebound by Clark. So we'll get it out for Damian Austin. Austin will split the defense, and he'll kick it left side. Open here is Schreiner. He'll fire a three, and he hits a three. Why not? Everybody else has. Slight exaggeration. Driving here is Kilzer. Kilzer's shot's no good in transition. And rebounded by Cervantes, who tries to outlet it, maybe a little bit too quickly as he throws it away. He was trying to get it out for Damian Austin. And he just let Damian Austin... A little bit too much. Okay, a lot too much. Springman's going to inbound it, and he tosses it in here for Garver. Garver's picked up there by Jake Weiss, who's played great today, and we're going to have a little touch foul on the drive. And Weiss still walking around with his hands in the air. That'll be his third on Jake Weiss. 2:27 to go, third quarter. 50-29, Kearney High with the lead. Northeast with the basketball. Right side, Springman. Works it back around the perimeter. They give it to Sorensen. Now Garver's got it. He'll kick on the left side here for Kilzer. They enter at the free throw line. Now kick into the lane. A little flip to Kirk, and Spencer Kirk's going to score. That was some nice ball movement there by Lincoln Northeast as they went from the perimeter down to the baseline into the lane and on the other end of the lane. And now driving here is Ben Clark. They'll enter it inside for Brady Johnson. They try to double-team him. Now Johnson's going to back in. He's going to post up. He's going to score. Brady Johnson has that move down pat, maybe. He kind of hooked that defender with that arm as he made that little spin move, gave himself some space, and he lays it off the glass. That was pretty. And we're going to have a little hold whistled here on Dakota Schreiner as they were lobbing the ball down low for Connor Springman. Well, actually, they're going to say it was Ben Clark as Springman was driving by Clark. A little bit of help defense. Pocock going to check in here for Kearney High. Weiss going to come out here with a minute 42 to go in the third quarter. 52-31. They inbound it here for Springman, and Springman took a little extra step with it, and that'll be a turnover on him. So the ball inbounded here for Ben Clark. And with a 21-point lead, Clark will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by number 21, Tyler Sorensen. Clark has the ball knocked back. Clark comes up with it, dribbles into the offensive zone again, and he'll kick it back out for Pocock. Pocock is going to kick it out for Schreiner. Schreiner's going to drive. Schreiner shot off glass, no good. Johnson with the rebound. Johnson has his shot blocked and then picked up by Spencer Kirk as he gets the loose ball. And on the drive here is going to be Springman, and Springman goes all the way in, and he is fouled, I think, by Clark. And that is going to be his third foul of the quarter. And Keller going to check back in here for Lincoln Northeast. So they inbound the basketball. They give it off on the left side for Spencer Kirk. Kicks it top of the circle here for Garver. He's going to fire a three. No good. Up high for the rebound. And then missing the shot is Kirk. And that ball finally coming out of there with it is going to be Dakota Schreiner. And Schreiner's just going to dribble through some pressure and bring it in the offensive zone. Bearcats start the half-court offense, and losing the basketball is Ben Clark. It's a steal. On the drive is Garver. Garver's going to dump it in off glass. Shot no good for Sorensen. And then we got a foul on the rebound. and it's going to be over the back, whistled here on Tyler Keller. That'll be his first personal foul. Damian Austin's going to come in here. Schreiner's going to come out. And Ben Clark's going to inbound it with 43 seconds left. He'll get the ball into Damian Austin here in the third quarter. 52-31, Kearney High very much in control here. On the drive is Damian Austin. He dribbles into the lane, then all the way through, and he'll kick the ball on that left side. Back around the perimeter, Pocock's got it. Now David Erickson sets a little screen and checked in a moment ago. Ben Clark's got it. 18 seconds left. Standing near midcourt is going to be Damian Austin. And now they're going to come double-team him, so he's going to dribble past him, kick it out. Here's Clark open for three. Back the iron, no good. Rebound by Spencer Kirk. Pass up ahead, and the layup at the buzzer is going to be good here for Connor Springman. So Springman running the floor. He's got 19 in the game. 19 of the 33 here for Lincoln Northeast, but the Bearcats are in control. They lead it 52-33 as we head to the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats are very much in control here. 52-33. Connor Springman playing pretty well. He's got 19 points in the game here for Northeast, but story of the game so far, Jake Weiss, 21 points for Kearney High. He has 5 3-pointers on the evening. It is Northeast basketball to start the quarter here. And they'll get the ball between the circles here for Sorensen. Sorensen gives it off on the right side for Hedgeholds. They get it inside, and the shot's going to be up and good for Connor Springman. And Springman made the catch, the shot, all in one motion. He'll have a chance for a three-point play. And the foul is going to be on Peyton Pocock, and that's going to be his fourth personal foul. And Springman, free throw, no good. And the rebound is taken down there by Kirk. Then stolen away by Brady Johnson. Johnson outlet pass to Damian Austin. Austin dribbles past everybody, and he'll lay it up and in. 12 in the game here for Damian Austin, and he just outquicked everybody down the floor. There was a couple of Rockets that should have been back there able to stop him, but Damian Austin just dribbled past him. So between circles here is Sorensen. Sorensen kicks on the right wing here for Hedgeholds. Hedgeholds off of a screen will get the ball off for Keller. Keller, quick jumper, no good. Rebound tip into the hands of Cervantes. Cervantes leads a 3-on-1 break. He'll give it to Jake Weiss, and it's up and in. 23 here for Weiss. And give an assist there for Ryan Cervantes, who came up with that loose ball as it was tipped out to him for the rebound. Hedgeholds kicks left side for Springman. Springman between the circles. He'll get the ball for Tyler Keller. Keller is going to dribble and flip for Hedgeholds. Hedgeholds runs into Damian Austin, and Damian Austin's going to be whistled for the foul with the body. That'll be his second. And that is going to be 17 fouls on Kearney High. So front end of a 1-1 coming up here for Dalton Hedgeholds. Jordan Ryan checking back in here for Northeast. And the free throw is up and good for Hedgeholds, which means he's got one more coming up. Everybody kind of left. I think we kind of forgot that the shot wasn't made earlier. It's a 1-1, not just a 1. So now everybody heads back to where they're supposed to be. And Hedgeholds will shoot the second. And it's good as well. 56-37. A little levity here as the Bearcats are up by 19. Jake Weiss, hand the ball back out to Damian Austin. A little pick play that sets up Grady Johnson. Johnson missed the shot. Rebound taken out there by Hedgeholtz. He'll kick it up ahead, and the ball goes off the hands of Jordan Ryan and out of bounds. Northeast may be trying to go a little bit faster than they were capable of there. And, well, Ryan Cervantes is going to face some full-court pressure as he inbounds it to Damian Austin. Austin's in trouble in the corner, but Damian Austin steps through it, dribbles through it, kicks it for Weiss. Weiss is going to drive, and now Weiss will go to the line. He caught and just took a real power step and tried to lay it up and in, and he was hit on the arm. That drew the body contact. But that was started when Damian Austin was about 80 feet away from the basket. He was double-teamed and found a way to step through that double team and start a fast break. Weiss hits the first of two free throws. As the foul was whistled on Ryan, that is his first. 57-37. This will equal the largest lead of the game here for Kearney High. And Weiss can extend it. Now a 21-point lead is as big as it's been for the Bearcats. They lead it 58-37, and a long pass up ahead knocked out of bounds and almost off the leg of Keller, but Weiss was able to run the floor, almost force another turnover here. Pass it in. It's going to be Springman. Springman will get it in here for Hedgeholtz. Both these two teams very young. Curtis has it. He's been in a little bit of foul trouble. They work it around to Springman. Springman gives it up on the left side, and he'll kick it out. Hedgeholtz for three. No good. And Brady Johnson pulls down the rebound. Johnson then has it stolen away by Springman, and Springman's going to lay it up and in. So Springman with 23 points in the game, and now they inbound it for Brady Johnson again. Johnson will just get the ball back into the hands here of Damian Austin, and Austin will bring in the offensive zone. Cats wouldn't mind working a little bit of clock here. They're up by 19, but why play with it? They'll flip it out. Weiss open for three. A little bit short. Saved by Damian Austin into the hands of Cervantes. And Cervantes will give a ball right back to Damian Austin. Nice hustle play there by Damian Austin. They give it for Brady Johnson. Johnson's going to back in. They double-team him. He loses it. Kicks it out for Cervantes. Now right side for Weiss. And Weiss is going to throw it on. Damian Austin quick enough to track down the errant pass. Now he'll dribble. He'll just go in the lane, kick it out for Cervantes, who's open for three. No good. Ball on the ground, and coming out of there with it is going to be Springman. So here comes Northeast on the run, and Springman has it knocked by Weiss, and then into the hands of Tyler Keller, and then Keller is fouled by a hustling Jake Weiss. And that's number four on Weiss. He'll come out of the game. Clark and Schreiner checking in here. So Tyler Keller is going to shoot a one and one here. And it is no good. Rebounded by Schreiner. So Dakota Schreiner pulls down the rebound. 29-13. Kearney Catholic with the lead over Grand Island Catholic in boys basketball. Again, that game on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9. Schreiner, right wing. He's got it. Bounce pass between the circles here for Damian Austin. He'll give it left side here for Brady Johnson. And in rotation, the three by Pocock. No good. And Dalton Hedgeholtz pulls down the rebound. Pocock hasn't hit one of those, but he's taken nothing but good shots. Here's a strong drive by Connor Springman. And Springman goes all the way through the lane. And he now has 25 points. Answering right back is Damian Austin. He missed it. Rebounded by Springman. And Springman will give the ball back off for Hedgeholtz. He'll shoot in transition. He drives all the way in, and that's good. And Scott Steinbrook not happy with the defense right now. And, well, again, up by 15, he still wants his team to kind of finish this one out here. 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout Bearcats. They lead it 58-43. We're back right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, Kearney High right now kind of letting the 21-point lead been down, whittled down to 15 with 4:10 to go. And you know, at this pace, you can't have that happen. So he wants to kind of circle the wagons a little bit to Scott Steinbrook and finish it strong here for the next couple of minutes. And maybe we can get some kids in the game that don't normally get in. In any event, Kearney calls the timeout with 4:10 to go and 58-43. I can't remember if I mentioned the score or not, but at the end of three quarters of play, Kearney Catholic leading Grand Island Central Catholic 29-13 at the end of three, again, on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Inbound the basketball is going to be Dakota Schreiner. He can run and does run the baseline. They give it for Damian Austin. He dribbles through a double team, takes it all the way in, got three on one, and doesn't have the numbers. And David Mercer, not happy, thought that there was a travel down there. I sure didn't see it. In any event, Mercer very unhappy. With the dribble is Austin. Austin bounce pass in the corner. Jake Weiss is open for three, back the iron and no good. Good look there for Kearney High. Shot not made, and then stolen away by Damian Austin, who saves it behind his back, flips it to Schreiner. And Kearney forces the turnover. Great play there by Damian Austin. And that is a pretty nice basketball there. Clark, he's got the dribble in the lane. Bounce pass back out here for Jake Weiss. Weiss is going to drive. Flip it to Cervantes. Cervantes, now he'll step up on the baseline. Bounce pass back around. Clark's open for three, and he hits the three. His first three-pointer of the game. And, again, that was good ball movement. I mean, Cervantes on the bounce pass. To Weiss in the corner. He could have shot a three, but Clark was more open, and then Clark stroked it in. With the dribble right wing, here is Keller. Keller, skip pass over for Springman, and Springman's been so hot that he gets double-teamed. And now back out to Springman. He's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. That's the first three-pointer of the game for Connor Springman. And now running the floor, Kearney High, bounce pass to Jake Weiss in the lane, and he'll score. So Weiss now with 26 in the game. Kick out here for Hedgeholtz. Hedgeholtz steps through. Nice little jump stop. His shot is up and good. And now make it 63-48. The pace has really picked up. But the Cats are up by 15. Clark dribbles through a double team. He's got three on one now. Bounce pass to Weiss. Weiss is going to score. And now Weiss will head to the line. He's got 28 points in the ball game. Springman with 2, 4, 6, 9. He's got 28 points in the ballgame. So Weiss will try to finish the three-point play. The foul on Dalton Hedgeholtz is his second. And Jake does finish off the three-point play. And long pass up ahead. Ball is knocked loose by Dakota Schreiner, but Schreiner tied it up momentarily. It wasn't a held ball. It wasn't a jump ball, but when he did it, he ended up with his foot on the baseline, on the sideline, rather, and so that will be Lincoln Northeast basketball. Springman's going to inbound it, and he'll throw it between the circles for Dalton Hedgehog. Hedgehold will give it off here for Kirk, and Kirk with a 15-foot jumper. He's got seven in the game. Weiss will inbound it for Damian Austin. Back to Jace Weiss. Weiss up for Clark. Clark is going to drive, dish into the corner. With it is Brian Birchall, who checked in a little bit ago. Birchall will give it between the circles here for Damian Austin. Now they come out for Austin. So Austin will dribble through the pressure, give it off on the right side here for Clark. Skip pass for Birchall. Birchall into the corner for Weiss. Weiss will step through, will lay it up the glass and in. Well, he's been shooting so well from the outside, they had to respect him from out there. Defense came out, and they go past him when they try to collapse on him. With it is Tyler Keller. Keller for Lincoln Northeast. We'll work it back around the perimeter, and we're going to dump the benches at the next stoppage here. Long three-pointer, no good. Birchall trying to track it down. It's tipped into the hands of Keller. Keller's pass through the lane and out of bounds. Hedgehold was trying to make an extra pass, and he turned it over. Pocock checking in. Isaac Armstrong into the game. Brady Johnson checking in. Adam Challey out there. I think I've got everybody mentioned because Birchall's going to stay out there. And he's going to inbound it with a minute 21 to go. And Birchall will get the ball in for Isaac Armstrong. Back to Birchall. Birchall in the offensive zone here. Cats up by 17 with a minute 15 to go. Entry pass in for Grady Johnson, who started, and he'll get it in the lane for Pocock, and Peyton Pocock will score. He's got five in the game. Long pass up ahead here for Connor Springman. Springman's going to drive. He's going to take it off the glass, and he's got the bucket, and we got a timeout here for Lincoln Northeast. 59 seconds to go here. Bearcats with a 69-52 lead as we head to the final minute right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Yeah. And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats with a 70-52 lead. And the basketball being inbounded here for Birchall. Birchall driven through some pressure, and he's going to be tripped by Austin Miller, and Miller's going to be whistled for the foul. David Mercer wanted to call timeout just so he could get some of his kids in action as well. So Zach Spencer going to check in here for the Rockets, and the basketball being inbounded here for Isaac Armstrong. He's picked up defensively by Spencer, and with the dribble is Armstrong. Armstrong, 45 seconds, gets the bounce pass on the right side. Challey will give it to Pocock. Pocock in the lane will drive, flip it up, no good. And rebound taken out by Aaron Steinman for Lincoln Northeast. Jumper on the right wing, up, no good. And a big, strong drive there by Derek Curtis. And Curtis will get the offensive rebound and bucket. Well, Curtis, a starter for Northeast. He's out there for the Rockets right now. Pocock also, and Johnson, both starting for Kearney High, but both sophomores. They're out there right now as well. Second free throw, the free throw rather, is no good. And rebounded by Pocock. And then the ball is going to be held up. Alternating possession will give Kearney High the basketball with a 70-54 lead with 23.5 to go. Bounce pass to Armstrong. Armstrong facing a little bit of pressure from Spencer. And Armstrong with the dribble. Bounce pass on the right wing. With it is Birchall. Birchall's pass through the lane is knocked out of bounds with 10.7 to go. Bearcats will inbound underneath their own basket. Trying to protect a 70-54 lead. They get the ball in the hands of Pocock. Pocock shot rims in and out. No good. Rebounded by Steinman. And driving through there, laying it off glass is Spencer, and that will do it. They hit the shot at the buzzer, and your final score, it's Kearney with a 70-56 win here over Lincoln Northeast. The Bearcats improve the record to 8-4 on the season. Lincoln Northeast falls to 2-8 on the year. The Bearcats tomorrow will travel to North Platte to take on the Bulldogs, a team that they've gotten to know here fairly well because they met in the conference final of the conference holiday tournament. Once again, your final, 70-56. Kearney with a 14-point win at home here over Lincoln Northeast. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report. We'll take a look at the numbers, and we'll talk with Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach of the Bearcats. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be very equipped for all the games you play. And I'll tell you what, Kearney was very well equipped tonight. Neither senior made a start tonight, but both energized their team when they came in there. Jake Weiss finished the night with 32 points. Ryan Cervantes also with a solid effort tonight. 7 points, 7 rebounds, and a lot of energy out there as the Bearcats win this one, 70-56 over Lincoln Northeast. And I'll tell you what, that was just well-played game. Northeast found a way a couple times to kind of chip their way back into this game, but the Bearcats do come away with a nice win at home by a final of 70-56. And so the Bearcats now improved to 8-4 on the season. They'll have a chance to avenge their loss in the conference finals when they travel to North Platte to take on the Bulldogs tomorrow. So let's take a look at the numbers for Lincoln Northeast. They got a lot of points from one source, and that was Connor Springman. Springman finished with 30 points on the night. He was the only one in double figures here for Lincoln Northeast. But Springman, a very, very solid evening for the junior. He finished with 30 points, 7 points off the bench by Spencer Kirk, who normally starts but did not start tonight. Dalton Hedge-Holtz finished with 7 points, 4 points for Tyler Sorensen, and 4 points for Derek Curtis. The only points off the bench came from Kirk, who often does start tonight, start for the Rockets, but did not start tonight. For Kearney High, they were led by Jake Weiss off the bench, 32 points for the evening. Damian Austin also an outstanding game, handling the basketball, pressuring the basketball, both ends of the court, well, every corner of the court, as Damian Austin finished with 12 points on the evening. So he was in double figures. So was Weiss, obviously, with his 32 points. 3 points for Ben Clark. He stroked in a three in the fourth quarter. 7 points for Ryan Cervantes to go with 7 rebounds. 5 points for Peyton Pocock. 7 points for Brady Johnson, who did start tonight, and Dakota Schreiner finished with 4 points on the evening as well. Once again, your final 70-56 as Kearney High picks up the win here over Lincoln Northeast in boys basketball. Now, remember, earlier tonight, the ladies, the Lady Bearcats lost 38-35 against the Northeast Rockets. Both Kearney High teams will travel to North Platte tomorrow to take on the Bulldogs. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll have coverage of the NFL right here on ESPN 1460. And on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll have coverage of the Amherst Wrestling Finals. And around 4:30 or so is probably when the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational will be taking place. And also on our other station, The Breeze 94.5, we'll have coverage of the Stars taking on the Tri-City Storm. That game will be played in Lincoln, USHL hockey for you tomorrow night. Once again, our final 70-56. Kearney with the win over Lincoln Northeast. We're going to take a quick break here, about a minute and a half or so, and hopefully be able to talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. We'll do that as we continue with the Misco Sports Post Game Report right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School, a final in boys basketball. The Bearcats move to 8-4 on the season with a 70-56 win over Lincoln Northeast. Kind enough to join us is Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here. And, wow, Jake Weiss. That's not a question. I understand that. But, wow, Jake Weiss.
He had a pretty good night offensively. We talked in the pregame show about two things that were real key to get us going offensively. And we had to defensive rebound and then get the ball out in transition. And right from the start, we set the tone. We were able to get some transition layups, some transition threes for guys like Jake Weiss, Peyton Pocock. So things were clicking offensively early on, and a lot of that was related to our ability to get defensive rebounds and also create some offense out of our defense by getting some deflections and steals. Because we knew coming in, we wanted to pressure them. We wanted to pressure them in the half court. We wanted to pressure them in the full court. And I thought, for the most part, that we were able to do that.
And again, it just all in transition, it seemed like. I mean, if it wasn't that primary break, the secondary break always got you a fairly good look at the basket.
Yeah, we told our guys to be very aggressive in transition, that all five guys had to sprint the floor. And we probably subbed a little bit more freely tonight to try to keep some guys fresh so that we could maintain that tempo and maintain that pace. But our guys did a great job of listening. They're a real coachable bunch. And for a man, they sprinted the floor. And when they sprinted the floor, they were rewarded with easy layups, with open looks from the three-point line, and that's a fun style of basketball to play for them. And quite frankly, it's a fun style of basketball to coach. But our guys did a great job of executing what we want to do offensively. I think defensively there was maybe a few breakdowns, especially in the second half. My goodness, number 24 had himself a game. I don't know what he ended up with for points. Had to be 30-plus.
Yeah.
But I was a lot disappointed that we didn't do a better job of defending him in transition and defending him on dribble penetration. I think our guys got a little complacent defensively. But, again, it's all part of the process. And we were successful tonight. We played reasonably well, but we're going to have to play better tomorrow night because North Platte is a team that, you know, will try to slow it down and grind it out, and there's still lots of room for improvement.
To me, it was kind of impressive. You have a couple of seniors that don't play, and instead of pouting, when Jake and Ryan Cervantes come into the game, they brought a lot of energy. That's really kind of, you know, you started well, but they re-energized you when they came back in after a couple minutes.
We got great bench play tonight from the first quarter all the way through the fourth quarter. Guys that came in, whether they came in for 30 seconds or 3 minutes, they were getting rebounds. They were defending. They were sharing the basketball. That was the epitome of a total team effort. Because like I said, we rotated guys pretty freely, you know, from right away from early in the first quarter and just stuck with that similar rotation pattern. And I think that allowed us to, you know, to kind of wear them out with the pace of the game. So I was proud of the guys that played well, and especially the guys that came off the bench.
In looking at all the shots that you guys took tonight, how many of those shots do you think was a bad shot?
We were pretty good about our shot selection tonight. Yeah. You know, we have some really good shooters, but they're really good shooters because they understand the difference between a good shot and a bad shot. Now, if a guy hits a couple, we may give them a little more freedom to maybe force one. But again, our guys played really unselfish. There were multiple possessions in the second half where, you know, we have a saying, give up a good shot to get a great shot. And they were making the extra pass. And instead of shooting maybe a slightly contested three or a slightly contested layup, we were getting the uncontested threes and the uncontested layups.
Yeah, I thought you'd say zero because I don't remember a possession where you guys took a bad shot.
As coaches, we have to nitpick a little bit. We're always going to nitpick a little bit.
Absolutely. Hey, real quick, let's talk North Platte. You know them pretty well because you played them just a game ago. What are you going to be facing here?
Well, they're one of those teams that present some challenges physically. With a 6'7 post player and a 6'5 post player, both are probably pushing 240, 250 pounds. But their loads inside and on the boards and in the paint, points in the paint, you know, they really took it to us. They really, you know, out-physicaled us a week ago. The game was 44-28. If the game is played in the 20s and the 30s, that's not the tempo and that's not the pace that we want to play it at. I'll say the same thing at the end of the game that I said at the start of the game, we want tempo, we want pace, we want to be able to get into our full court defense and try to push, you know, try to force them into some turnovers. And I think we're capable of doing that. But in order to get into our pressure, we have to get good shots and make shots offensively, which is something we did not do against them last Saturday. But our kids are ready. You know, I was a little nervous we might look ahead with Northeast, and maybe, you know, their record isn't as impressive as North Platte's and the fact that we just played North Platte a week ago. But I think our guys were very focused, and it was a business-like effort tonight. And time to let it rip tomorrow night against North Platte on the road. It'll be fun.
Yeah, and you did exactly what you want to do tonight. Congratulations. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you very much.
All right, Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. As the Bearcats win this one 70-56. Again, they'll be in North Platte. Take on the Bulldogs tomorrow. The Kearney now 8-4 on the season. They win it 70-56. The girls lost here to Lincoln Northeast. The final of 38-35. I'm Randy Bushker. Thank you so much for joining us.